at Homestead Miami Speedway with Jeff Andrews, who's the president and general manager of Hendrick Motorsports. As we said, Hendrick now is in the Owners Championship 4 with the number 5 car. Jeff, why don't you just start us off and talk a little bit about what that means for Hendrick Motorsports?
Well, certainly I was standing back there listening to Cliff and Kyle talk about how important that was to the company, and most importantly, you know, having the opportunity to bring Mr. Hendrick his 15th owner's title is something we're all very excited about. And you know, shortly after the race there at the Rovo, we were able to get our hands around that pretty quickly and what that meant. And Cliff and did a great job with his team and getting them refocused on that, certainly with the possibility of, you know, sometime in the next three races of winning one of those and getting ourselves on to be able to compete for that. So really important to our company, obviously very important to Mr. Hendrick and, you know, all our sponsor partners and our teammates as well. So we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. We'll open up to questions for Jeff. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll go up here and then we'll go over to Jerry.
Jared Haas with FrontStretch.com. I have a question about Noah Gregson, too. He had to be taken care of with the AMS safety crew. Do you have any update on his condition?
I don't have any update on his condition. I was with the cars there post-race, and I don't have anything for you at this time.
Thank you.
The 48 was treated and released from the Infield Care Center recently. We're going to go over here to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. This might, I think I'm right, but if you guys win the owner's championship, I don't think it's ever not gone with the driver's championship in the past. So is that, how does that play out for you guys? Is if you could win a driver's championship with, you know, with Chase and then win the owner's championship for the 5 car?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it has either, but certainly a unique situation that, you know, as I was saying earlier, in an interview, it's obviously exciting to be able to know we're going to Phoenix to compete for that owner's championship, but we're equally as motivated and going to be focused tomorrow morning on Martinsville and really getting both William and Chase on to Phoenix to compete for that driver's championship as well. So it certainly would be a unique situation, but you know, we like the challenge, and we're going to go work hard this week and head to Martinsville, certainly a place we've been looking forward to going back to for quite some time. And we have William Byron and Chase Elliott in contention there. We like our chances for sure.
Any additional questions for Jeff? We'll go up here to Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. To kind of follow up on that, you could have like one of your drivers who's just in the driver's championship but not in the owner's championship. I mean, not to...
Right.
So, like, how is that? Is there any difference between a driver who's in it but he's not running for the owner's title other than millions of dollars?
Well, I certainly think they're both important. Obviously, one has a different financial impact than the other one does. As you know, we know the points fund is based largely off the owner points, but certainly for the driver as well as the team. That driver's associated with, that's, you know, equally as important to us to be able to go there and compete for that and try to get that accomplished.
All right, Jeff. Well, congratulations and good luck the next 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you, everybody.